beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Journal. Funny how on the brink of the best holiday of the whole year, the worst thing that could possibly happen happened. The trouble started a couple of days before Christmas. I got it.
Hello and welcome to Tooncast Beyond's 25 Days of Christmas here on the Geekcast Radio Network. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me once again for day six this time around is Doug Abel. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. There's no pork chop here, folks.
No, I have a dog, but she's named Tinkerbell.
Yeah, that was not supposed to be funny. So, day six of 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. We're here to talk about Disney's Doug, Nickelodeon's Doug, whatever the hell the series is called now, Doug's Christmas Story.
Sorry.
Trust me,
I had to hear all about that.
So here's the thing, folks. I don't remember in Tooncast Classic, I know we have not done it in Tooncast Beyond. I do not. Normally, I remember every single episode, almost, of every podcast I've ever done in the last 7 or 8 years. I do not remember if we've ever covered Doug as a series on either Tooncast Classic or, you know, I know it's not here on Tooncast Beyond, but I don't remember if we've covered it in Tooncast Classic. So we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about the series, our exposure to it and everything else. I remember watching the series, I remember enjoying it, but I remember thinking, why is everybody orange and pink and green, and was that
okay.
For... Well, and I'm not looking at anything, and I'm not judging on anything, I mean...
I thought the same thing, too, so...
I was gonna say, after all, I'm not Agent Orange, I'm not President-elect Annoying Orange here,
Oh my God! Now I'm having flashbacks. Hey, Apple. Uh-huh. Hey, Apple. Oh God!
After all, Obama is the pits. I'm sorry.
Come on, I promised myself I wouldn't get more political tonight.
Sorry. So, the one thing about, as I said, Disney's Doug, Nickelodeon's Doug, whatever the hell, I remember the series on Nickelodeon, and I remember thinking, why the hell is everybody different colors? Is it because it was their way of trying to be diversifying? I don't know. I'm not sure. No clue. What I remember about the series and watching it as a kid, is whatever the hell, teenager, I think this came out in, what, the 90s sometime? 93 or so, I guess.
Yeah.
I was 13 at the time. I was into Power Rangers. I was not into a kid with his journal and his dog at the time. But I remember the journal bits. I remember the bits with the dog Porkchop and his friends and all that and everything else. And I remember his... I remember one of his three alter egos. I remember Quail Man. I do not remember the other two very much. But yeah. Go ahead.
I remember Quail Man as well. What was it? Sam Adams, and I forget what the other one was. I was like, yeah, I don't remember these guys at all.
Sam Adams. Would you like some Oktoberfest with that cartoon?
I'd rather have some winter brew instead.
Well, apparently Oktoberfest is the only Oktoberfest beer served at the Oktoberfest in Germany or something. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I know we're getting off the point here, folks, but Doug's Christmas Story, this was the 10th episode of the fourth season. It was actually... the third and last full-length episode of the Nickelodeon series. What is funny here is no pun intended, is that this is the first and last episode that all three alter egos are featured in.
Wow.
This is the only episode they ever did that out of the entire series. And basically the plot goes something like this. Doug opens up in kind of like a cold opening Dear Journal thing, and he talks about Christmas and talks about how things start off so great and then they kind of spiral out of control, as most holiday stuff does.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Just watch Dharma and Greg, Thanksgiving Till It Hurts. yeah. So, as we go along, we come to find out that Doug's dog, Porkchop, is always helping everybody, and he's always a good dog, and he's always really nice to everybody, and he always looks out for everybody. And Porkchop, as I'm watching this, I'm just waiting for a headset to come out of his ear so he can talk to Doug, like, a la Inspector Gadget, you know, Penny and Brain, because I swear to God, several times when watching this, when seeing Porkchop do what he does, I swear it's a blue version of Brain from Inspector Gadget.
It is. Now that you said that, yes.
So, plot of the story here is that Porkchop is trying to save BB, which originally, and again, I have not seen a lot of this series in years. It's been 20 years since I've seen most of this. Her name is BB, Bluff. I thought her name was Phoebe. The whole time I'm listening to this, I keep hearing all the characters call her Phoebe, and I don't know why. Because I know it's not Lisa Kudrow voicing that character.
No.
Anyway, yeah. That's a bad Friends joke, and if I really want to bring it around, we can always call her Ursula, because she was Ursula in Matt. Anyway, so Phoebe gets bitten by Porkchop. Now, Porkchop, Doug knows, everybody's supposed to know that Porkchop would never really hurt anybody. He was doing this in order to save BB from the thin ice on the lake. And I'm sitting here thinking, where have I seen this before? Oh, right. I know where I've seen this before. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Oh, God, yes.
Which we will talk about later this year in 25 Days to Guess Beyond Christmas here, 2016. But seriously, if you look at the plot of this, And you look at the plot of the animated version of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. It's basically the same damn thing, folks. You know, it really, really is.
Yeah.
I mean, Porkchop bites Phoebe. They then, you know, the father gets the lawyers involved. They try to sue Doug. They try to sue Porkchop. Or no, they don't try to sue Doug. I'm sorry, I misspoke. They try to sue Porkchop, the dog. They throw him in the pound. They do all this stuff, you know.
And, under very, very, very bad dogs.
Yeah. It's like, who knew the pound was, you know, had very, 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 very bad dog. I mean, like when Doug went into the pound, and I'm like, what is this? Is Tom Cruise going to come out of the ceiling here? What the hell is going on? This is, should not be Mission Impossible here.
You know, I expected to see Porkchop with a tin cup and, you know, rattling it along the cage and going, nobody knows.
The trouble I've seen.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. So, as it goes along, they have a trial. They put the dog on trial for biting her. And everyone just immediately... Doug tries to go and petition everybody, and some sign it, some don't, because, oh, that's that dog on the news. And one lady's like, it's Christmas. This should be fun time. Save that legal stuff for the first of the year. And I'm thinking, what the hell am I watching? And then at one point, I think either during the trial or during the recess of the trial, at some point in the middle of the trial part of the episode, Doug flashes back to the first Christmas with Porkchop, where somehow Porkchop got some money to give Doug a journal, and then he gave, and then Doug gave Porkchop something and whatever else. And so that was kind of an interesting part of the episode. His alter egos are weird. The inside of Doug's mind is just strange. I mean, it's stranger than anyone named Doug living in California.
Hey, just for that, I'm going to make you eat carne asada fries.
No, you're not. Talk about trumping the Pence.
Oh, man, you're getting worse. You're getting worse.
I've been saying that
I'm going to make you sleep on the floor, man.
I've been saying Trump and the Pence since they announced the running mate. But anyway, as this goes along, everybody comes to realize their mistake. Everybody comes to realize, because they go back to the lake, and Porkchop shows, you know, tries to show them what was happening, and Phoebe, or BB, goes off, and, you know, she's trying to show them what happened, and then all of a sudden Doug realizes it's thin ice, and then, hey, she falls in. And of course that's when Porkchop has to break his leash from the police officers and goes and dives in and saves her, and everybody realizes, hey, he was trying to save her the whole damn time.
Gee, you think? It was reindeer nip. Sorry.
Yeah, it was dog nip. That's what it was. I like seeing all three alter egos together. I think it's a little strange that they did that, but I do enjoy that part of it. I like seeing the fact of it's a boy and his dog, and they would essentially do anything for each other. And the fact that even before they went out to the lake, Doug pointed out to almost everybody that was in the courtroom, you, sir, Porkchop did this for you. You, ma'am, Porkchop did this for you. So he's showing the judge, hey, look, my dog would not have bit BB if it wasn't something that he was trying to avoid her from having to do, kind of thing. Yeah. And I enjoyed it, but this is another one of those Christmas specials that I'll probably never watch again.
Yeah.
What about you? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, okay, I like Doug. I love Billy West. I love the fact that, you know, he is Doug and he's Roger, which that was kind of odd that they left Roger out of this episode, but yeah. Whatever. but no, I've always loved this cartoon. It is, you know, even though it is annoying to have people come up to you and go, "Hey, it's Doug," and then sing the theme song to you. It was fun. It was, you know, as you said, it was reindeer. You know, Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and instead of reindeer nip, it was BB falling through thin ice. But same damn thing.
Yeah.
Same plot. Save the person at the last second and get exonerated. You know, typical Christmas stuff. It's always feel good, make you feel warm type of thing.
Yep.
Would I watch it again? You know what? If it was on as part of a Christmas thing, yeah, I'd watch it. But it's not something I would actively seek out.
Yeah, no. No, not at all. As you said, you know, we enjoy the series for what it was. We enjoy the characters, and the voice acting is great. I think the voice acting is very well done. Obviously, Billy West is Doug, and all that is interesting. But overall, I just don't think that this is one that is classic enough. And when I say classic enough, I don't mean like a Charlie Brown Christmas caliber, but, you know, you look at some of these other ones, you know, that we've looked at so far. You look at the Dexter episode, you look at the Johnny Bravo episode, you look at A Year Without a Santa Claus, and you look at Santa Claus is Coming to Town, that kind of stuff. This just doesn't kind of hold the mustard, or it doesn't hold the mistletoe, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I don't know. It's just one of those things where maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, please let me know in the comments, folks. You know, as I said, I found all these Christmas cartoons and I wanted to go back and explore them. And I don't think I need a lot of context for the series of Doug to know what's going on in this episode. I can watch this episode without it. Normally, I would have to watch the whole series to figure out, you know, but I remember enough of Nickelodeon, Doug, Disney, Doug, whatever the hell it's called. Because it's listed under two different names at one point or another. So that's going to do it for today. As far as rating 0 to 5 stars, I'd probably give this 3. It's kind of middle ground. It's not like, it's not super awesome. It's not horrible. What about you?
Yeah, I would say 3. 3 is a good thing. It's not, you know, like you said, not horrible, not spectacular, but, you know, something that if you watched it, you'd get that feel good and be like, okay, I feel good about this, and move on.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so tomorrow, coming up on 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas, we've got Day 7. Ren and Stimpy, A Scooter for Yaxmas. The first and only time I have ever covered Ren and Stimpy on either Tooncast Classic or Tooncast Beyond. And it will be the last time because I loathe that show.
Oh, come on. We know you love John Crisfalusi.
No, not at all. Has nothing to do with the voice acting. Has nothing to do with the comedy of the show. It's the animation. The overall gross animation. No. I would rather watch all Nightmare on Elm Street movies than watch Ren and Stimpy ever again.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yes, I'm glad I don't know what I'm missing. So, where can the people find you online, sir?
You can find us out at mygenerationpodcast.com. You can check us out, see all of our episodes out there for Talking About My Generation. You can also find us out on Facebook at Talking About My Generation. Leave us some comments out there. Tell us what you think. If you want to hear something specific on the show, let us know.
Awesome. You can find me at TF2andMike on Twitter. You can also follow at ToonCastBeyond for the show, at GeekCastRadio for the network on Twitter. You can go to Facebook, facebook.com/GeekCastRadio, not GeekCastRadio on Facebook. Head on over to the website, geekcastradio.com, where we've got so much content, folks. Just head on over there, check it all out, and tune in tomorrow, as I said, for A Scooter for Yaxmas. Yay!
Yay! Yeah.
Well, I think I'm ready to render a verdict.
Your Honor, doesn't Porkchop get to tell his side of the story?
And how is he going to do that? Does anyone here speak dog?
He's been trying to tell me something about the lake. If we could just go out there.
No. Out of the question. I'm not about to haul this entire...
Please, Your Honor.
May I remind you, young man, that it is Christmas Eve. We all have families waiting.
That's just what I've been trying to say. Porkchop is part of my family, just as much as BB is to the Bluffs.
But he's just a dog.
Yes, but he's a part of our community, too. Like everybody here. Well, maybe not the biggest part, but... I mean, isn't Christmas when we're supposed to show how much we care about others? Show how much we care about everybody in the community? Mrs. Wirtz, when you went to Peakville to visit your Aunt Maxie, who babysat little Jimmy and Jeffy? Porkchop. And Mr. and Mrs. Larkin, when your house burned down, who was there the next morning with hammer and nails and a big batch of cookies, too? Porkchop.
He lent me $20. He helped me fix my transmission.
He saved my hair.
And Judge Peterson, who was there after your daughter got in that accident? Who taught her to walk again?
Well, I helped a little.
Your Honor, now Porkchop needs our help. Shouldn't we at least give him a chance to explain what happened?
Young man, we had better find something out there. Court will reconvene at Lucky Duck Lake.
So, I was skating along here, and he bit me.
Where were you exactly? Do you remember?
I don't know. Around here someplace.
There! There's the pine cone we were using for a puck!
Okay, so I was skating over there.
Look, he's doing it again! He's trying to attack my baby!
What's the matter, Porkchop?
It's just lucky we have these guards this time.
I think we've seen enough.
Please, there's got to be some reason. Porkchop, what is it? What do you want to show me?